Now back to BC Food and Wine Radio. Here's Anthony Gismondi and Casey Wilson.
Welcome back to the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Way to go, Anissa. You nailed it. Joining us now are Daniel Bontorn. He's a winemaker, and Cindy Ferry is the marketing manager for Bordertown Vineyard and Estate Winery. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thanks
great
for
to see
us.
You both.
Thank you very much.
Two opposing sides of the fence.
Hey, we get along great.
Yeah that's absolutely. A good thing.
He even stays at my house.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh, that's maybe too much. okay, let's for our listeners maybe who don't know, let's start with Bordertown. Like, where is it situated?
Bordertown is actually right on the border. Do you know the Husky Station in Osoyoos?
Sure, with the big giant Canadian flag.
Yeah. We are, and that's how the winery got the name. Because it's, if you go the wrong direction, you will actually end up on the U.S. side. So make sure you take the correct turn.
Yeah. Or at least get rid of all the marijuana in your car before you.
Yeah, you might not want to head back to that part of the world.
Yeah, so you've been open now four vintages, or three vintages?
Yes, the winery officially opened in May of 2015 and kind of had a crazy start, hit it out of the ballpark, and won in the very first year of being open the BC Lieutenant Governor's Award.
Right.
And
way to go.
Thank you. That was really cool. And the winery started with the Gill family. Let me tell you a story about the family. They've been around this is the third generation. They start off as farmers, and they were farming cherries and apples and stuff like that. And then they got into growing grapes, selling them to the other wineries. And then the other wineries started winning awards with their grapes. And they were like, whoa, wait a minute.
Maybe we should do something.
Maybe we should... be doing something like this. So they quickly put together a business plan, and they put in a tasting room, and it's just been kind of rocking and rolling from there.
We're speaking with Cindy Ferry. She's the marketing manager at Bordertown Vineyard and Daniel Bontorn. Am I getting that right? Is it Bontorn?
Yeah, you bet.
Yeah, he's the winemaker.
Daniel, congratulations on all the medals Bordertown has won.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's absolutely amazing. Lots of golds and...
It's definitely a team effort too, and it's the vineyard is a big important part of the equation for the winemaking for sure.
What would you tell people? I know you're in the South Okanagan, so if you tell people what is the focus or what are the wines at Bordertown, what are we talking about?
Bordertown's known for Cabernet Franc.
Yeah,
we grow all the
good.
The upcoming grape of the
Totally.
And are they close to the border? The vineyards.
The vineyards are mostly situated around the winery. Actually, there's some on the East Bench which grows. Malbec, Cabernet Sauvignon, Cabernet Franc, Petit Verdot. And then around the winery, you have Cabernet Franc as well, Sauvignon, Merlot, Gewurz, Gruner, Chardonnay, a little bit of everything. But the dominant plantings are Cabernet Franc for sure. It does really, really well.
Yeah.
From the heat.
In fact, you brought a Cabernet Franc rosé with you, which is one of the new darlings of the rosé business is Cabernet Franc, too.
Yeah. You got the rosé guy here, too.
Yes, I'll say we have.
Yeah, you're actually quite famous for rosé. Is there some trick to rosé that we don't know, like maybe starting in the vineyard as opposed to in the tank?
Basically grow it for rosé, not for as opposed to red wine, just an afterthought of Seigneur or, hey, let's make a rosé because it's fashionable.
Sure.
Yes.
This particular rosé here is on a portion of a property that's planted more north-south versus east-west. So it's a lot cooler in sight, so it makes it for a better rosé, more refreshing, lower in alcohol, versus the other properties are right in the
heat. Which we love to tell people, like, get off Highway 97, walk into a vineyard and stand there, like, be a grape. And when you're facing north, it's a lot cooler than when you're facing south, because that sun is cooking you like it does the grape. Yeah. So it makes sense that... a rosé can be done like that.
You want it refreshing, so you want it have a little bit more canopy management, more leaves, a little bit higher crop too, because in Soyuz, super hot. So you're going to be a little bit up on the higher realm of the tonnage, but it comes out really nice on a rosé.
Easy to sell, Cindy?
Very easy. It's I remember taking it into my tennis club, and they were like, "Oh, we'll see. We'll start with like a case, and then." The guy would call me like every Friday night, I'm sold out and it's a really busy hot weekend and I need to have five more cases. Can you get it to me in 10 minutes?
Yeah.
So it's been like you can't keep it on the shelves.
But his aren't sweet. They're fresh. And I think that's what makes the difference with this rosé. Like,
and they just have to join the wine club. Yeah.
Exactly.
To get the wine, yeah.
And I like the names of the wine club, the Living Desert Wine Club and the Antelope Brush White Wine Club and the Desert Sage Mixed Wine Club. Yeah. And they're all around $100 quarterly, six
yeah,
bottles.
The prices are really reasonable.
Really reasonable.
Yeah, yeah. We've been told that they were underpriced. I went to Pro Wine in Germany, and I remember talking to Dr. Jamie Good, and he was like, are you sure this isn't from the Loire Valley? And that makes you feel, you know, like, wow, we can produce something in a Soyuz that, you know, a celebrated wine writer is like, wow, this is fantastic.
And oh, he's just reading our notes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
yeah, I know. Jamie's a big fan of Canadian wine. He's done a lot of work in Canada. Well, he tastes with us at the Nationals all the time, so he's a good touchstone.
Yeah.
I'm happy to hear you were there at Pro Wine.
Yes.
We should all be there every year.
I know.
Like that's where you learn, you know, in 3 days.
I've been really lucky. Like Mohan very early on embraced sort of the export strategy that I recommended and I got some fantastic funding from BC Agri-Foods.
Export strategy. This is fantastic.
Is and we went to China. We exhibited in Shanghai, Germany. We went to Canada House in London. Mm-hmm. We went to James Beard House in New York.
Yep.
And the Cab Franc was paired by Ned Bell with salmon, interesting enough. And it won the number one pairing. And
crazy.
Yeah. So we've had a lot of fun with the export, and we want to continue.
Daniel, what do you enjoy most about making wines?
Well, making wines every year, as you know, is different. Mother Nature is always throwing a curveball right at that fame moment when the grapes are just about ready to, you know, to be picked. But it's a challenge at the same time. There's a lot of different varieties to deal with at Bordertown. Each vineyard, lots of different vineyard lots, so each wine is unique. Each lot has to be treated differently. There's different variables as far as sugars and pH and acids you have to deal with. And then find out while you're making the wines, you know, your goal is to make a Cabernet Franc or Pinot Gris, but you have so many different lots. So, but in a good way, too, because you can choose different styles for different lots to make the wines more complex.
Yes. Have you ever cried over a vintage?
Not cried, but I've been fortunate enough not to have any major wine problems as far as the winemaking.
But it's humbling to raise grapes and make wine. Yeah. Like, a few days can wipe out a whole year at the end.
No, so absolutely,
you have to be humble and focused and... well, I love this rosé, and I must say, I remember Sasha Lachine, the son of Alexis, who makes the most famous rosés in France, who hired the Mouton Rothschild winemaker retired to make his wine, and that winemaker told me that the hardest wine he ever made in his life was a rosé. Mouton.
No. Nope.
He said it was really hard to make a great rosé. Yeah,
absolutely. It's one of the hardest to make.
And then... Sasha said it's really easy to sell, and I said, how do you sell $100 rosé? And he said, well, we just pack it up in the car and we go down to the Côte d'Azur, he said, and we put it in a wheelbarrow and we go down and we just drop off cases on the boats.
The Hamptons. Yeah.
So you should just roll into Vancouver, Granville Island, and do the same thing. And I think
I don't think the liquor laws allow that.
No, exactly.
Yeah. We can't just show up in our little truck.
Just put a blanket over the wheelbarrow and get going.
Believe me, I would be the first one to do that.
And there's a great patio, and you can bring.
We had to get new patio furniture because it's so hot that people were like almost burning themselves on the patio furniture.
Oh wow. Yeah. Well, we like that because we're freezing in Vancouver most of the time.
So. I know.
Yeah. Well, great to catch up with you. How much is the rosé, by the way, that we're... Like, if we had to pay for this bottle, no one knows.
Low 20s.
20,
low
20s. Yeah, 21, okay. I think. Yeah,
I think it's 21.
Yeah,
delicious. Great to meet you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck with the upcoming season. And folks, you should check out Bordertown. Just look for that huge flag. They're right across the street, right at the entrance to the town of Soyuz.
Yes.
Great to meet you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to thank everybody involved in the show today, to Anissa Hetherington back in the studio, Mike Whittingham here, and of course to the Luckhurst family, Joe, for hosting us at Road 13. these past 2 weeks on the Golden Mile bench. It's been fantastic. It's such a pleasure for me, Casey, to say the Golden Mile bench.
I know.
I know people think I'm crazy, but you know what? If we don't carve it up and talk about it, then we can't move forward. So that's what we're happy to say. We'll be back in the studio next week on the BC Food and Wine Network. Have a great weekend. I'm Tony Gismondi.
I'm Casey Wilson.
See you soon.
That's it for today's show. Tune in again next week for Anthony Gismondi and Casey Wilson on the BC Food and Wine Radio Network. Presented in part by Wines of British Columbia at Save-On Foods. BC Food and Wine Radio is a TKS West production. Executive producer, Casey Wilson.